Euthanasia becomes legal in Australia this week, with Victoria opening the way for terminally ill patients to end their lives with medical assistance. It's the first time assisted dying has been allowed in Australia since the Northern Territory legalised it 2 decades ago, which was then quickly overturned by the Federal Parliament. Since the Victorian legislation was passed 18 months ago, the state's been busily working on how it will operate. State government describes its plan as the safest and most conservative in the world, with 68 safeguards to ensure only eligible patients can die with medical help. Lexi Metherell reports.
Victorian woman Terry Eskdale lives with the trauma of her partner Mark Brennan's death. He suffered pain, numbness and spasms from multiple sclerosis. It eroded his ability to enjoy his passions of playing music and restoring books, and he ended his life 5 years ago.
Really sad that I couldn't be with him. I'm sad that he had to die alone.
From this Wednesday, Victorian residents suffering incurable illnesses who are 18 or older will be able to request a medically assisted death. In order to be eligible, patients must be assessed independently by 2 doctors as likely to die in 12 months at most. Queensland University of Technology law professor Ben White helped design the mandatory training that doctors must undertake to be able to assess patients.
I think in the early days, probably the biggest challenge will be a patient finding a doctor who is open to providing voluntary assisted dying.
Only 100 doctors have done the training so far. Doctors won't be forced to participate if they conscientiously object to euthanasia. And there are other factors that may limit a patient's access to the scheme.
The patient themselves will have to know that they have to ask for voluntary assisted dying. The law prohibits health professionals from raising the topic of voluntary assisted dying, so the patient has to initiate that discussion themselves.
The euthanasia drug to be used will only be stocked and dispensed by the Alfred Hospital's pharmacy in Melbourne. The Alfred's Director of Pharmacy, Professor Michael Dooley, says pharmacists will deliver the drug to those who can't travel there, but patients will self-administer it. It causes unconsciousness and death with no pain in about an hour.
It's not really that clear as to what the demand is going to be. The numbers of Victorians may be somewhere from 100 to 150 each year that may consider going down this path. The experience internationally has been that patients may want to have access to the medication and ask for a prescription. But then there's quite a lot of patients, though, even though they may have a prescription written, don't actually ask for it to be dispensed.
Voluntary assisted dying advocate Terry Eskdale hopes the new laws will save others from the distress she and Mark went through.
People should be able to choose a time to die and have people, loved ones around them, and die free of trauma.
Voluntary assisted dying advocate Terry Eskdale ending Lexi Metherell's report.